I want to bring Lynn into this now because she also has a story. I don't know if it's a happy ending or not, but go ahead, tell your story.
It's a deliverance, praise God for that. Yes, it is a deliverance.
Okay.
True indeed. I am the third of four children. I grew up in a home where my dad was a Metropolitan Police officer. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. I was the pride product of a failed abortion. And because that abortion failed, it caused conflict within the marriage. Well, my mother took that out on me, tied me up to chairs, called me demon-possessed, had the siblings join in this fiasco with her, created a lot of panic attacks. Ambulance would come, and because I would foam sort of kind of at the mouth, she would say that, look at this demon. Well, all of that despair brought many years of loneliness, sadness, and rejection. I have an older sibling, so my mom's favorite. And then the boys that were in the family, pretty much my father took hold to them with sports and different activities. So I was a no place person, trying to find love in this family. And so by my father working a lot, being out of the home, a lot of my time was doing homework, trying to excel, hoping that I could get the attention and acceptance of my mom, which never came. At the age of 19, I went with my cousin to a Department of Corrections. Her boyfriend was in the jail at the time, and I met my husband there. We became pen pals. Letters came to the home, Department of Corrections. No one never questioned, who is this person writing my daughter? So once he got out of jail, we had our first date. That's when the abuse began. First date, he punched me in the face, alleging that I was looking out the window at another man in the car at the traffic light. Of course, I said, what in the world did I do to deserve this? He said, you're trying to talk to this guy. Window up, far from my thought, just happy to be on the date. Glad someone finally accepted me. I finally met the man of my dreams. Then he punched me in my leg. I said, what is that all about? He said, you made me angry. Well, of course, he said he loved me after that. And I believe that because growing up in a home with a lot of verbal emotional abuse, I didn't get love. So when he said he loved me, I believed him. We both come from past where he was abused by his mom. His mom was an alcoholic drug user. So I felt that our commonality and pain would help us understand each other's pain. I didn't definitely want to leave this relationship. As time went along, we had a child, first child out of wedlock. Definitely did not want to leave him then. But prior to having the child is when the violent episodes began. I was pulled out of a sunroof pregnant at 6 months. I was dragged on Central Avenue in Maryland, skid marks, everything all over my body. Blackened eyes, stabbed with a knife in the back, sodomized with bottles.
Is this by the same man?
Same man. And I would go.
How long did this go on?
The majority of the relationship. I mean, just ongoing and never ended. But I did not want to leave someone who I felt that I loved and someone loved me. And then by being pregnant, I wanted this family unit. All I wanted was a family. I didn't understand at the point that I was in a domestic violence relationship. I just thought that he was broken. And as long as I thought that we could work out each other's problems, that this was going to be okay. Well, after I married him, and going back and forth to the courthouse where finally the judges were tired of me, they said, why did you marry him? You knew that this man was abusive. Well, I loved him. And usually when you're in a domestic violence relationship, people don't understand the depth of why you stay. The golden question is, why do you leave? You stay because you really buy into the fact that this person loves you and this person cares about you. So the abuse didn't stop there. I would get beat in grocery stores. I would go back home to marital rapes. I would be choked and strangled, almost out of breath. So my husband had an alcohol problem, a real serious alcohol problem, along with the substance of the cocaine. And this particular night, he had just got paid and wanted the money to go out and have fun. I reminded him that it was rent time and that we needed the money. Of course, he became very combative, beat me really bad, busted my lip, gave me a swollen eye, cut the phone cords in the home, told me that he was going to kill me by Sunday. By the time he got back, I would be dead. Something about those words became very bone-chilling to me. Although I heard it before, had been beat up after those words before, but this time it was real to me. And I began to really panic and fear as if I was getting ready to die. As he left the home, he put on Tupac, I'm not even mad at you, left, gone. Saturday night had came, going into the wee hours of early Sunday morning. My neighbor upstairs was beating his wife. And at that point, I just began to really become more afraid. Went and got a butcher, a knife out of the kitchen, put it underneath the chair. I just felt like at this point, this all I could do was defend myself. I had my three babies in the room, which were 3 months, 15 months, and four. And I didn't know what else to do. I had no family, nowhere to turn. I knew I couldn't go back to the courts. The judge had just said no more orders. Well, wee hours of the morning after praying with my prayer partner again, praying and crying out to God, Lord, get me out of this relationship. I just dozed off real good. Got a knock at the door around about 7:30 a.m. I was paralyzed. Didn't want to get off the couch because I just really believed that he would come in there and kill me. Looked through the peephole. Saw a tall, short guy. Thought maybe he owed someone drugs. Something else maybe was getting ready to take place, like a robbery. Opened the door. I learned there were two homicide detectives from the Metropolitan Police Department who held up a bag with his license and chapstick in it and a quarter letting me know to identify, do I know this person? And that's when they told me he had been murdered wee hours in the morning and after fighting and tussling with someone. So that was my way out of that horrific marital relationship, domestic violence relationship.
How did you feel when you got the news?
Once the detectives told me, I was speechless. I couldn't move. I mean, literally stood in my living room, couldn't move. And then a fear came upon me, like, I don't want the police to, you know, think that I did this. But I could not believe that he had been murdered. I had prayed for a way out, and then I had to go identify him. And it became really real, even when I looked at the mirror at the morgue and realized that I'm here identifying my husband's body, but at the same time, been beat. So it was hard to believe, but I thank God for coming out of that marriage, for being delivered from it. And if that's the way he allowed me out of it, I'm grateful for that.